to complete the Gosley Creek planning study. In this case, the contract value is $167,215. With me today, I have Mr. Dennis Hassan. Dennis is a principal with the firm of Whitman Reckwart, and Dennis has a short PowerPoint presentation where he will review the scope of work associated with the Gosley Creek planning study. Dennis?
Thanks, Mike. Well, good morning, Council. Good morning. I want to thank you for the opportunity to make this presentation today. In essence, I'm going to be going over the scope of work for the Gosley Creek planning study. Just want to briefly describe our team. As Mike said, I'm Dennis Hassan, partner with Whitman Reckwart Associates. I personally work with the county for about 20 years now. Will Hintz, who's not here, is our project manager. Some of you may know Will. Will's worked with me for about 17 of those years. Mike Gilbert, who is with here me today, runs our local Georgetown operations here, and as well as all the folks based out of that office. Subconsultants, GHD, who worked with us on the prior North Coastal planning study for wastewater treatment. We have Adams Kemp for surveying, and then Access Geospatial for aerial mapping. We'll just briefly discuss the planning area itself. The Gosley Creek planning area is located south, west of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District, and then north of Angola Neck, and then in the area there where Beaver Dam Rome is. So that gives you an idea where the planning area is. Again, one of our main focuses for this scope of work will be to look at priority projects. And again, the county has gotten some interest for some of these projects. And in essence, this planning study will be looking at these various projects and determining the best way to serve them with wastewater infrastructure. That's collection, conveyance, pumping, then ultimately treatment. In addition to the projects in the Gosley Creek planning area, there's a couple special projects. These projects, Oak Crest Farms and Chapel Green, essentially consist of areas that right now have their own treatment systems, but not in accordance with a pollution control strategy for the inland bays. And again, we're also going to be looking at, are there possible ways to serve them with county wastewater infrastructure? One of the things, first things out of the chute that we'll need to do is the aerial mapping for the service area. Again, I mentioned Adams Kemp will be doing this. They will be setting controls in the project area, going out and surveying control points, and then this will be flown, and this will give us a leg up, so to speak, be able to process aerial topography for the design to come. So again, just to list the various scope items we have included, we're going to review the options to provide wastewater transmission and treatment, the entire service area. We need to determine the location of a regional pumping station to serve this planning area and the route of a regional force main in the Inland Bays regional wastewater facility, which was just recently expanded, as most of you are aware. We need to determine a phasing plan, and the phasing plan will determine the most optimum way to bring in existing development as well as these future projects as far as timing. We're going to evaluate the feasibility, as I said, of Sussex County serving the special projects. And then we're going to look at a joint regional force main and the sharing of that infrastructure between Gosley Creek and then regional improvements that may be necessary at 210. Then ultimately, we need to determine the impacts on the existing Inland Bays facility. Again, that was recently expanded to a treatment capacity of 2 MGD. And we need to look at the impact of bringing these service areas to the treatment plant, and then what's that going to do? Talking about what's the ultimate results of this, again, we're here today to talk about the planning study. And at the end of this, we're going to get a sort of roadmap to move forward with the infrastructure improvements. We're estimating that planning will take probably to the fall of this year, followed by design, and then followed by construction. And construction we're anticipating getting done prior to the summer 2016. So with that, I'm more than happy to entertain any questions you may have.
Are we getting all this for the 167?
This correct. Planning study, correct.
Okay. You said you kind of said part one and part two. Part two had the 167 attached to it, but that actually includes part one in the price?
Yeah, everything we're here to talk about today is 167. That includes the setting controls for the aerial mapping and then all the planning and preliminary engineering associated with this. That's correct.
Is this all private land, or is this partly owned by state and Strawberry County and partly by...
In the Gosley Creek planning area, I'm not familiar with any public lands in the Gosley. I'm not going to, you know...
It's all county land.
Did you get it right?
The area that we're going to study is private lands. Now, if you're talking about the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, that's all owned by Sussex County.
So we're planning on giving the private property owners a bill when we get done, is that correct?
We would not bill anyone until we established a...
Well, you established $160,000.
Correct.
So where are you planning on billing these? Who are you going to build?
I'm not going to bill anybody at this time.
Until it's built.
Once we build it and establish the sewer district.
So who are we billing? That's all, that's a simple question.
Whoever the users end up being.
Oh, you've got Coastal Club listed as one of the users in future?
We would have to bring them into the sewer district. Currently, they're not in the sewer district.
Okay, who is in the sewer district, the sewer?
Dennis, can you go back to the Gosley Creek map? Probably that one. If you can see, we have established it as a planning area.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in position to create a sewer district until I know how I'm going to serve it with transmission lines and, you know, collection systems. I mean, this is the routine, same routine we did several years ago when we established the Angola Sewer District. It's the same one we followed when we created the West Rehoboth Sewer District, when we did Johnson's Corner. We have to come in and perform a study, determine where the infrastructure needs to be located and how it will be served with wastewater. So I'm not varying from anything that we have done in the past.
Oh, not suggesting. Mr. Wilson's question is who ultimately will be paying for this? And number six of our packet today, it has A through F, Coastal Club, Windswept, Red Clover Walk, Cape Penelope Elementary School, Love Creek Campground, PS 192. I guess that's Pump Station 192. At least those that are developments or the school, for instance, will potentially use this?
What we're saying is that when we lay out this infrastructure, we know there are projects being proposed, some of which are approved, Coastal Club, some of which are pending, the projects you referred to.
And they
do not have
who...
final approval yet, but if they become approved, we need to be able to give them an answer about how they would be served. We're just looking at this, rather than saying we're going to build pipeline down every street day one, which is really not affordable because we don't have enough customers yet, but yet we know some of these projects are in the pipeline. So we'll provide a mechanism for them to connect to the infrastructure we build when they come online.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. All that I was trying to establish was an answer to Mr. Wilson's question as to who potentially could be paying for this. And it's those developments that when they, if they're approved, or in the case of the Coastal Club, it is approved.
Correct.
And they tie in, they're going to be paying impact fees, correct?
That's
correct.
And then
they'll ultimately be paying quarterly bills for the service, I suppose.
That's correct. But they all have to be brought into the sewer district first.
Of course. Does that answer your question, Mr. Wilson?
You're working on it.
Oh, my word.
And we're quiet.
I got a question, Mike. Show me the conflict between the private providers versus what the county's looking at.
I don't have a slide that shows these. There's two or three existing CPCNs in that purple area. John Ashman may remember them off the top of his head better than I do. I'm going to say Hart's Landing is included.
Just point those. If somebody has a point, you got a pointer somewhere? Yeah. Show everybody.
The proposed project. I'll tell you, let me borrow it from you, Dennis. I just hit the red button here. Hart's Landing is right here, and then this development right here. I can never remember its name. It's the one, the retreat, has a CPCN. I have some memory of a third project, but I note the two have CPCNs for sure and have existing treatment plants on site.
Okay. So we would go around those probably initially, unless there's some kind of arrangement made in the future, right? Okay, and those are pretty built out, I guess. They're pretty.
Yeah, they're well on their way.
So there's also probably a good population base.
There are a lot of existing developments sprinkled through.
So we would, there's more than those green areas that need sewer, right, that are not
That's in the county correct.
That we could still?
We were just trying to give you the impression that we know we can't serve it 100% day one,
right.
But we know that there are these projects in the pipeline looking for sewer service and have contacted us through their land development process saying, hey, Sussex County, can you provide us sewer? So we're reacting to those type of requests.
Okay, yeah, I just... There's still so much vacant farmland there, and we just had a conversation a little while ago about farmland and the loss of farmland and everything else. But by creating these big districts, sometimes it does encourage.
It's a lot harder to do it later than it is to do it up front when the land is being developed. And you know, in reality, it's in our environmentally sensitive developing district, so it's an area within Sussex County that has been slated for development.
But the dilemma will be if somebody out on the point out there by the bay, down where that says proposed project down to the lower right-hand corner, I guess, if somebody wanted to develop something out there, we may not be able to provide them something because the distance to wherever we propose, you know, like the elementary school, it could be cost prohibitive, right? I mean, so
but,
there could be. And what would happen then? Would they have to go to a private person, or would we have some kind of temporary thing so the county, till the county got there? Because if we can't service them, do we give it to the private sector? And then if we give it away, then we never get it back, and then we don't have the users we need to make the district work
right.
financially.
It's a tough call. My first impression is we hope that they would be able to afford to connect to this Gosley Creek Regional Pump Station that we want to build. And again, if these projects go forward, there's going to be a pumping station in here that pumps to the regional pump station. So that, again, provides the opportunity to piggyback the infrastructure constructed by the developers.
But a lot of times the development will go to the waterfront first because that's the most desirable property, and then you get all this land in between. It's just the cost of providing it. That's the only my only concern is, are we maybe too premature?
We are getting in earlier than we generally have in the past, but my experience is it's getting harder and harder to get into these roads and build infrastructure. And it just makes sense.
Yeah,
if we can get in earlier, it may be more cost-effective than what I'm finding working.
Is
elsewhere.
It possible? I know in the old days we used to put in dry systems, you know, we'd run dry systems and stuff. Is there any money available to run some lines, you know, to areas that, and just leave them dry? And then as people needed to connect, we would have it available. And it would just, they'd have to pay the impact fees to make it, you know, pay their fair share type of thing.
We could add that as a work item in the study to take a look at that.
Because it did, I think, help in something like North Bethany, I think.
Yep.
Didn't they put in some, then they just had to make a connection, right?
And it was already there.
Now, help me understand that the Gosley Creek is not going to have a treatment facility. It's simply going to be a pump station that delivers the effluent to the Inland Bay wastewater treatment facility.
That's correct.
Now I see a number beside the in the legend. It's 34,320 feet. That is Gosley Creek Regional Force Main number one.
That's correct.
Is that suggesting that they're going to have a pipe that is 6.5 miles long, taking the effluent from Gosley Creek all the way to the Inland Bay?
If that's the correct distance. But, I mean, that's routine. We do it from Ellendale to Georgetown.
Selbyville.
Are there any other treatment facilities closer to this that would not have to have such a distance?
Not at that size. You could look at our own Wolf Neck plant, but we don't have capacity there.
Will you be using West Rehoboth as an interim until you have Gosley Creek up and running?
And frankly, it's easier to construct a longer distance going towards Inland Bay than it will be to try to construct the force main across Route 1 and deal with the traffic and congestion in that area.
So utilizing West Rehoboth as an interim solution until
this is up and running.
Well,
it's
we
not
have,
part of the plan?
Again, we have plenty of capacity at Inland Bay. We have 2 million gallons of treatment. We have 2.6 million gallons per day of disposal.
Okay, so the answer is no.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because the other facility you're referencing is maxed out now pretty much.
We would have to do a plant
expansion.
We bought
all this land because we know we got to go out the Inland Bay,
right.
So it doesn't make sense probably to go back to Wolf's Neck and then turn around a couple of years. We got to do it now. Now's the time to do it.
This pink area is the West Rehoboth expansion.
Right on target.
That's correct.
Well, no, you're fine. You're fine. That's
I don't think you said while ago.
Sam, if you could just advance
I didn't hear him speak. I'm sorry.
Looking at this map, which is part of our packet, pink is the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sewer District.
Correct.
Pump Station 207 serves that. It says the existing is 350,000 gallons per day,
mm-hmm.
and it says build-out is 1.1 million gallons per day. Is that suggesting there's still 750,000 gallons per day available in West Rehoboth?
No, there is not. That's why one of the things that we're going to look at in this study is siphoning some of the flow from West Rehoboth into that long force main, whether we do it from pump station 210, which is our regional pump station, or we do it from
207. That wasn't the question, but what does that represent?
Those numbers, that represents the flows that are going to be pumped by that pump station in a day. Again, I'm not familiar with the exact numbers, but we will.
Is build out 1.1 million gallons per day, existing 350 gallons per day. Is this something?
That sounds like a reasonable number for that pumping station.
This
we have a lot of flow.
Still has 700,000 plus gallons per day available?
We have not built that additional capacity. We're looking at upgrading that pump station in an ongoing project. We plan on bidding that in the next several months. But
this is proposed.
This is proposed.
That those numbers, Dennis, are proposed?
We're not.
Dennis isn't working on that project.
We're not working
GMB
on that.
GMB is working on that project.
Okay.
But we need to upgrade that pump station because we are at capacity right now for existing flows coming into that pumping station, number 207. So we have to increase the capacity of that pump station. One of the things we're looking at is rather than continuing to pump it to the Wolf Neck plant, we may be able to join this force main from Gosley Creek and thereby siphoning flow away from our Wolf Neck plant, which we only own 100 acres at the Wolf Neck plant. We own 2,800 acres at Inland Bay.
Of course.
So if I can siphon flow away from it, it's to our benefit long term.
Just trying to understand why this would be put in front of us without any explanation. Is the explanation that the district has that 750,000 capacity, but the pump station cannot pump that much?
Not as it exists today, but we have more developed in that Route 9 corridor every day coming to that pumping station.
Very good. Question. In this packet, it said you're going to be done May of 14. In your presentation, I thought you said the fall of 14. Which is it?
We are set up. We're starting later than what we expected. But assuming we can get this planning study done in 4 or 5 months, that will allow us to move into the next phase, which is heading towards design. Now, we gave you a graph, just a graphical depiction of what our proposed schedule could be. I didn't break it down into months. It's just quarters of the year. But in theory, assuming the study is done by Memorial Day, then we would negotiate a contract for design and start the design sometime during the summer and then head towards construction.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I have to come in and present all that. We're kind of putting the cart
before the horse.
And there
could be snags each time you come in. Somebody could raise a bunch of issues and you hold it up another week, month.
Well, the results of the study may steer us in another direction as well.
I'm just projecting
what a likely path is.
Again, the information that was given to us says this proposal assumes the work will be completed by May of 14.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's our goal.
Okay.
And again, we would move into, I have to negotiate I have to bring these results to the county council. You may not support them, or you may have additional questions. We have to look at something else.
For the report might give us steer us in a different direction. We're at this point, we're just trying to do the study to find out where we will end up going. So, I mean, you're reading in too far down, I think, the pike.
Maybe. Just the conflict. The engineer says it's in the fall, and the information we're given in our packet says May.
Who cares? As Hillary Clinton would say, who cares?
We're planning on having the study done in May. There's no doubt
George,
about
you
that.
Want so, I mean,
it's just that general.
I'm in a hurry for sewage.
Well, I know,
Dennis.
Any more questions? I'm sorry.
Is Will or Mike Gilbert a Delaware licensed engineer?
I'm a Delaware licensed engineer.
Will or Mike Gilbert? Are they Delaware licensed engineers?
No, Mike Gilbert is not, and Will, his license was.
Well, I think he is.
His is what?
His was pending. Yeah, he applied for reciprocity. I have to go check on that.
Okay. Thank you.
But, again, getting back to it, you know, I sign and seal all plans. I've been intimately involved in every project over here, as I will continue to be.
But your office is in Baltimore, is it not?
Our main office is in Baltimore, but I am a Delaware licensed engineer, and we have offices here
in
Delaware.
You work out of Baltimore, right?
Who, me? Yes, I physically work out of Baltimore. That's a correct statement.
More questions, Council?
I was starting to ask you a quick question a while ago. You mentioned Georgetown and Allendale as an example of pumping long distance.
Correct.
Well, that's never been, it's never been what you call a real design there. For a simple reason, it should have never came back to Georgetown, because within 2 to 3 years, they were loaded. Because they turned down building complexes, because we have, all of a sudden, before they brought Lincoln up here, we got room. After Lincoln or Allendale came up, within 2 to 3 years, and this is in the paper also, that they had turned down the projects because they had capacity.
I mean, Georgetown turned
down. Georgetown turned down the capacity.
But we can't force Georgetown to take our sewage sample.
We can. I have a contract agreement with the town to receive and treat our wastewater, and I'm grabbing these numbers out of the air, but it's approximately 130,000 gallons per day limit. We're only about 60,000 gallons, so we have additional capacity that Ellendale can grow towards its contract limit.
So Georgetown goes out, they got a capacity. Now, who are they relying upon that they can even spray this fluent they've got?
Well, they have a permit they are permitted by the state of Delaware, and they have monitor requirements that they have to meet, and I'm not aware of them not meeting those limits.
As far as I'm concerned, it was not a good idea. We overloaded Georgetown. Should have never came to Georgetown. Where we should have went was across the road, was 200 acres for sale. And we run it 10, 15 miles down this way, and we piled it up down out here, and we're now dealing with private landowners, and Georgetown, let's be honest, it is really overloaded. And that's as far as I'm going to talk about.
But I would, just one comment, I wouldn't think that the users of Ellendale could afford to pay to do what Mr. Wilson just said. You got to build a treatment plant.
Yeah.
They could never afford to pay for their own treatment plant. Ellendale.
What did it cost to get the thing down here?
I know.
And overload Georgetown.
But Georgetown.
It was their decision, Sam. They
Georgetown could have said no.
They contracted with it. They negotiated.
It's not our fault. Could somebody down the road give these people bad advice in Georgetown and said, oh, you got plenty of room? Somewhere along the line, something went wrong here.
You just
don't dream up an idea and say, send it in, we got to pay a rent. Somewhere this is supposed to be.
Sam, we haven't got any evidence that Georgetown has a problem.
I think I've been around.
You've heard it. I know you've been around.
I've been around long enough to know what happened there.
How long's that?
Any more questions from council?
At least 10 years ago.
Call the question.
I have a motion.
And motion, sir. Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute a contract agreement with Whitman Reckwart & Associates, LLP, which includes the base contract for work performed in the North Coastal Planning Area and the scope of services to perform the Gosley Creek Planning Study at a cost not to exceed $167,214.95.
I'll make a motion. We approve the contract or the proposal. We need to move forward, and it'll give us to be the first step in making a decision on what to do with Gosley Creek.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? And we'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Well, I am troubled by some of the misunderstandings, I suppose, where we hear one thing and we have in print something different with regards to capacities, with regards to when things are going to get done. But it is, I hate to use this word, only a $167,000 contract. I think there are projects that are anxious to have a wastewater treatment solution, and they are anxious to put their men to work. I'd like to see this done sooner than later, and for that reason, I will vote yes.
Phelps, I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson.
Well, I've done certain had questions about it, and it is a study. And I like the words where it says it's only $160,000. In my book, that's quite a little bit of change.
It is.
And I didn't quite get the real straight answer who's going to pay for this. Is what it's going to be, the county, or if we find out it's not really what we really want, and is it going to be the county's obligation, or is it going to be the state? But I'm going to vote yes. I'm going to try to get this.
Thank you. I appreciate your confidence.
And for clarification purposes,
Mr. Phillips.
For clarification purposes, the 167 is a not to exceed number, correct?
We do things on a time and material basis. Yes, it's a not to exceed number.
Okay, thank you.
I will vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, gentlemen. Brad Hawks.
I was just saw it the other day and I was thinking about it.
Come on down.
Morning, all. I have to discuss with you a couple of motions, and that would be for a project that Mr. Izzo brought in the fall of 2013, and that was some additional hot mix restoration in the Oak Orchard area. That project was approved. We moved forward, and the first motion that I have is for substantial completion for the contractor. He has fulfilled that work item.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council grants substantial completion effective December 19, 2013 for Sussex County Contract Number 13-12 Oak Orchard Hot Mix Patching to Chesapeake Paving and Sealing, and that the final payment may be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
On the same project, as we have completed the work and field measured all of the quantities, we do have a quantity adjustment, which is typical. This is referred to as a balancing change order. In this case, we did exceed the quantity that we bid. We are allowed to make an adjustment, and that's what I'm here to review with you. That adjustment was based on the field conditions as we reviewed the project in the summer. As we were proposing the contract documents, we found some additional areas where the hot mix needed additional work, and we felt obligated to perform the additional work. And we did have some interaction with the community there, who requested that there was some deficiencies that needed to be corrected, and we did accommodate them. And I have a motion that deals with that balancing change order to the contract.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that balancing change order for the Sussex County project number 13-12 Oak Orchard Hot Mix Patching be approved at the amount of $14,093, which increases the contract total to $88,068.00.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Cole, any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you,
sir. Julie Cooper, Greenwood Library.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome back, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you.
Glad
you're
doing well.
Good to see you, too.
I don't know if any of you have had a chance to see it lately, but the Greenwood Library is really coming along. Most of the work right now is on the interior, and the building itself, all the work, including site work, is approximately 80% complete. I'm here to request a change order for two items. During the installation of the steel, it was found in the, there's a large meeting room with a folding partition that can divide the meeting room into two rooms. And this folding partition, it was found that they needed a little extra steel support. So the architect and the structural engineer went out and investigated and found that that was correct, and they made a recommendation. The contractor's proposal for this extra work is $1,576.90. And then the other item is that the original design for the building required one water fountain at a single height. And the Delaware Division of Public Health revised their regulation that public buildings need the bi-level. One for walking people, one for wheelchair people.
Got one for tall people, one for short people.
Well, however you want to look at it, we had to change that water fountain to abide by Delaware law.
Sure.
So the contractor's proposal for that is $1,777.65. So I do have...
Motion.
Yes, I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the consulting architect that change order number 4 for Sussex County Project 0705 Greenwood Library be approved in the amount of $3,354.55, thereby increasing the contract total from $2,775,976.21 to $2,779,330.76.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Does it seem like a lot of money for a water fountain?
No, because it actually required extra work to tie in both of the fountains. It actually is pretty low. They subtracted out our original cost for the first fountain, put in the new cost, which is just a few hundred dollars more for the piece of equipment, but they had to add some piping and additional drain. So actually,
I asked you a question, but it's not fair, I guess. What kind of piece of steel we got added on for that little bit?
Well, there are some details which I included in your packet.
Probably getting it from Findlay Jones.
Must have.
$1,000. Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
As long as the steel's not coming from Findlay Jones.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
You've been selling substandard steel for Denver.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is the Eastern Shore AFRAM Festival Committee. They're requesting sponsorship of the MLK Day of Celebration Prayer Breakfast. Sponsorship levels are $100, $250, and $500. Last grant received was $700 for this event, which was $100 from Ms. Stever, $100 from Mr. Phillips, and $500 from Mr. Vincent.
So moved.
Do you have a preference, Mr.?
I don't know. I mean, if they're asking up to $500,
up to 500.
They're asking, well, why don't we do $500?
I thought it was $700. Why is it?
We gave them $700 last time.
Well, how can it be $500?
But now they're only asking for $500.
So moved.
Okay, $100 piece.
Yeah. Well, no, last time we just three of us did it.
Mr. Cole, do you have any interest in supporting the AFRAM group?
Now, they're located where? And they're countywide, is it?
The breakfast is held at in Bridgeville.
Bridgeville, Aaron Shores.
Right.
Their address is Seaford.
Well, no, I'll stay out of it.
I don't care.
No, I got enough in my side.
But it's a pleasure, Council.
I understand.
$500 from Mr. Vincent's account.
I'm fine. We have a motion.
I'll help you on 100.
That's okay. I've got a motion and a second. Mr. Wilson.
Could I modify mine?
$400
from Mr. Vincent, $100 from Mr. Wilson.
Sure. You'll second that, Mr. Wilson?
Sure.
Okay.
Mr. Vincent.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The next one is the First State Community Action Agency. They're requesting Council's participation in the Brick Tribute Paver Campaign. The money from the sale of the brick will go to the maintenance endowment for their future building repairs. The cost is $250 per brick, and there have been no previous grants for this funding campaign.
Yep.
You can do
$50. Can I let ask a question?
Certainly.
Don't we give First Aid quite a bit of large amount of money?
We've given them funds for the building to build the.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know if we should even just ignore this motion. I'll make a motion we ignore it.
What kind of money are they asking for?
$250.
$250 total?
I'll go with Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson okay. wants me to help him with a okay. second there. I'll support Mr. Wilson.
We'll take that off. Okay. Next.
The next one is the Greater Laurel Chamber of Commerce. They're requesting $500 to be used for their annual Broad Creek Bike and Brew Tour. Participants from Pennsylvania, Virginia, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Maryland, all over Delaware come to participate. They learn about Sussex County while spending their money here. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Vincent, $250 from Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Opposed on the ordinance, and Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President, there are several. The first is District 3, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office with contractor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.6425 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-34-10-70.16. There is no 911 address available, and it's on behalf of John W. Davidson.
What district, sir?
Three.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
The next one is also District Number 3, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office for a cleaning service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 24,205 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 3-34-12, parcel 25 and 26, and is filed on behalf of Robert and Julia Norwood.
I'll introduce.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
The last one is also District 3, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR-RPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 37.516 acres, more or less, tax map ID 3-34-18-40, no 911 address available, and it was filed on behalf of Seaside Communities RDC LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole, introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Additional business, Mr. Guy? None. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We're now adjourned. Until next.
Always vote to adjourn.
Next Tuesday.